The question before us today is, do you have a living hope? A living hope. I think we all have hopes and dreams. But hope is different from a dream. A dream has a little bit of a touch of unreality. But a hope is founded on faith that something can be. It's grounded in the very essence of who we have become as people who can hope for this or that thing. And Peter is telling people in the early church who are facing difficulties, God wants you to have a living hope. A living hope. That your new birth, because of salvation, produces that living hope if you give it a chance to grow in you. We remember the words of St. Paul when he says, faith, hope, love abide. But the greatest of these is love. In reality, hope is future-oriented. Faith is the past. That's what I've learned to trust in. That's what I've learned is a foundation for my life. And if I have faith from my past and a living hope for the future, then I can live as a loving human being all the time. All the time. But we can't do it without a living hope. And we have a living hope because we have this promise from a living God who revealed himself in a living word, gave to us a Savior who lives forevermore, having conquered death, and offers to us a Holy Spirit that gives us that life-giving Spirit that sustains us through anything. So much so great a promise, that is our inheritance. Just as sure as if someone had died and left a will and left us all kinds of riches, we have a powerful inheritance because of Jesus' victory over sin and death, because of God's goodness and God's love towards us. By belief, by faith, we have become children of God. And if so, we have an inheritance. And that inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, but it's kept for us where? In heaven. We're not going to get it in this world. Because heaven's our home. Peter said, before the foundation of the world, God planned for Jesus to come and deliver us and offer this opportunity to be a part of his family and receive this wonderful inheritance. Before the foundations of the world, God knew us. God spoke us forth. We were created spiritually before we were ever born physically. Heaven is our home. And a living hope, Peter says, is the outcome of our faith. Do you have a living hope? See, Jesus had a living hope. Because of that, he was able to leave his privileged place at the side of God and come into this world and be abused and ignored in many ways and finally put to death, crucified with criminals, buried, but he overcame that to be our Lord and Savior. Because he had a living hope. A living hope in something that was bigger than himself. In my daily devotionals, I'm reading in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Remember learning about them when you were kids, the stories? Nebuchadnezzar throwing them into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow down to that great image that everybody was supposed to worship. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a living hope. A living hope so much so that they would face death rather than draw back from that living hope of worshiping a God who could conquer anything And you know, as the story goes, that the king looked into the fiery furnace and saw four figures walking around. See, they'd been all bound up in their cloaks and their clothing. They were tied up and thrown in, and he saw four figures walking around because there was an angel there to deliver them. They had a living hope that was bigger than the fiery furnace. And when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, he had a living hope that was bigger than the threat of what was supposed to be torture to rip him apart. Now, I don't know about you, but there are many times I need a living hope. My sickness this week wasn't a great sickness. It was more of an inconvenience. But because it was a living hope, I was able to turn that time into time of praising God, thinking about how God had blessed my life so much, remembering all of the good things that he has given to me, using the extra time to study his word and let him speak to me through the word. But there are times when we suffer incredibly debilitating illnesses, and God will be a living hope for us in those times as well. There are times when we experience crushing sorrow at the loss of people we love. But if we have a living hope, there's a God to speak to us in those moments. There are times when we lose the things in this world that are so precious to us and feel like we're starting all over again. But if we have a living hope, we have a God that reminds us that we have riches and an inheritance in heaven that nothing in this world becomes a comparison. Do you have that kind of living hope? You know, I think a lot of people really make me think of a book I read many, many years ago. Can't remember whether it was college or seminary. That's been a long time ago. J.B. Phillips wrote it, and he says, "Your God's too small." The sad thing about us when we gather to worship this God is we're worshiping a God that's much too small. We have hopes and dreams that are much too small. We need to dream bigger. We need to have a hope bigger because we've got the God of the universe that shared his only son with you and me, and he's conquered sin and death, and we will share with him. That's how we get the inheritance. But you know, sadly, our God's just too small. Our hope is just too weak and puny because we work ourselves to death for hopes and dreams in this world. Our hopes are worldly oriented. And we work so hard to see them realized. But we don't have eternal hopes. We don't have hopes that are so big that you have to have eternity to see them fulfilled. Do you have a hope that's that big? Do you have a hope that's so big it cannot be fulfilled in this lifetime? Jesus invites you to have that hope. Peter invites the people who are hearing his word in the early church. I want you to have a hope that cannot be fully realized in this world. And then you'll be on the right track. Then things in your life will line up the way they ought to be. Because you've got a living hope and a living God and a living Christ. Do you have that kind of living hope? By our behavior, we actually end up giving God the leftovers. That's why I know most of us don't have a living hope. Because we give God what's left over from our worldly hopes. That's why our church is not completely packed this morning. Because our hope isn't big enough. That's why we don't have a building program on tap for expanding to handle all the people, because our hope is not big enough. That's why so many times we worry about our budget and our money, because our hope is so limited. That it's so wrapped up in the things of the world, God gets the crumbs. And every time we invest in our worldly hopes, we lose a little bit of our heavenly inheritance. Because we're not investing it. We're not using it as God intended us to do. If we measure the greatness of God by the way we respond to the living hope, then for most of us, our God is indeed puny and small. And our behavior shows it. Jesus gave his life for God's plan. God's plan, God's purpose, God's church, God's kingdom. That's the living hope. That when we left heaven to become a part of this world, God expected us to come here and honor him and work out his plan. And how many of us still don't know what God's special gift for us to use in the life of the church and to minister to the world is for our lives? Much less are using it and acting on it. Last year, when we went through the purpose-driven life, we were told that we had a gift for service in the church, and we had a gift for missions beyond the church. How many of us know what that is? If you don't know what it is, you don't have a living hope. And yet, it was in you. Both of those gifts were in you the moment you were conceived. Our hopes that can easily be met in this lifetime, or a living hope that needs eternity. What kind of hopes do you have in Christ Jesus? St. John in 1 John, the third chapter, talks about who we are. See what love the Father has given us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, when he comes again, we will be like him. See, that's a living hope. To be more like him. Most of us actually don't need eternal life because we don't have hopes big enough to fill eternity. And it's sad because we've got such a great God and a great Lord and a great Savior and a Holy Spirit that would fill us with so much if we had let the living hope of carrying out God's plan for the world fill us like it did Jesus. See, Jesus needed eternity. Because the living hope that he came to offer to us is that we are as perfect as God is perfect. That's a big order. And I got news for you. Won't happen in this lifetime. It needs eternity for God to work out our perfection and our glory so that we share it with Christ Jesus. Is your hope that big? That it needs eternity? Where God works the wonder of his power to offer us his marvelous, marvelous inheritance. What are the earthly hopes that you have this morning that are holding you back from a living hope in being an important part of God's plan? He wants you to have it all. He's got an inheritance. Wonderful gifts to offer for us in heaven if we're heavenly bound. Do you have a living hope that's big enough that it needs eternity to be fulfilled? Do you need to give up some worldly hopes that are stumbling blocks on the way to the kingdom? Jesus rose from the dead that we might have a living hope that enables us to conquer anything, even death. May we hear. May we believe. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, There's nothing wrong with us having some worldly hopes, is it, Father? As long as our worldly hopes don't obsess us so much that we lose sight of the living hope of fulfilling your purpose. And we start practicing that right here because you had a purpose for the church to exist. You had a purpose for establishing your kingdom. You said through your Son that the kingdom was already at hand. It's already begun. Has our hope, has our living hope caught up with your plan? Does it make us long for something so great and so wonderful it cannot possibly be met in this life, so that life eternal makes sense instead of just something you're supposed to want? Oh, give us the living hope that connects us to your plan, because the victory has already been won in Christ Jesus. We're just waiting for the war to be over. Give us a living hope that sustains us through our suffering, that tests our faith to find that it is genuine, that fills us with your presence, that we love you, we love one another, and we love the people of this world so much that we give ourselves in service and mission in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.